Governor Bill Walker led about 100 people in a Choose Respect rally and march through Juneau on today. The statewide initiative to raise awareness about Alaska's high rates of domestic violence and sexual assault started 6 years ago and grew in prominence after being embraced by former Governor Sean Parnell. Funding for prevention of such crimes has been cut in nearly in half in the proposed budget for next year, as the state faces a multi-billion dollar shortfall. Advocates say the cuts will slow down, but not stop their work. KTOO's Casey Kelly reports.
Early in his speech at the rally, Governor Walker asked for a round of applause for the previous administration's efforts to raise the profile of Choose Respect. Between 2009 and last year, Governor Parnell and his team helped organize marches and rallies in nearly 200 communities statewide. Walker called what they did a great start.
Our administration also chooses respect, but we also choose action, and we have taken action. We have taken action in a number of ways. We're going to continue to take action to make sure that this doesn't continue on.
As an example, Walker cited his administration's hiring of a special investigator to look into allegations of sexual misconduct and other issues within the Alaska National Guard, which played a role in his campaign for governor against Parnell. He also touted his support for expanding Medicaid. Walker said Alaska takes great pride in being first in a lot of things, first in size, first in beauty, but he said being first in rates of domestic violence and sexual assault is not something to be proud of.
This is one day out of 365 days, and it's a great day from the standpoint that we are very aware of this, but we need to make sure the other 364 days are also just as much empowering people like yourselves to take action.
The governor also said this is not the time to cut funding for prevention, even as his own budget slashes $1.3 million from such programs. With a drop in oil prices leading to a state shortfall in the billions of dollars, Alaska Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Executive Director Lori Morton says the proposed cuts were not a surprise. She says they will slow but not stop the progress made so far.
It's too soon to stop trying to prevent these crimes.
There's still $1.5 million in the governor's budget for prevention, which the Alaska House of Representatives approved as well. Morton says that money will go to programs like Girls on the Run, Coaching Boys into Men, and Green Dot, designed to raise awareness about sexual assault and domestic violence. She says the cut might mean each of these programs get funds to launch efforts in one new community instead of three statewide. Morton says the council did a study on the fourth R, a program that teaches students about healthy relationships, and found it's having an impact on Alaska kids.
Less adherence to rape myths, you know, that she deserved it or she shouldn't dress that way, those kinds of things. There was less tolerance for physical aggression in relationships. So we have shown that that is effective here in Alaska.
Morton says she doesn't think the Walker administration is any less focused on ending domestic violence and sexual assault than the Parnell administration. She says, if anything, they're more dedicated to partnering with communities.
They're committed to eliminating these crimes. I think there's just a different way of looking at how to do that.
Back at the rally, Mandy O'Neill Cole with Juneau's Aware Shelter says organizations that receive money from the state for prevention efforts will just have to get creative in light of the state's fiscal problems.
It's our main goal to continue with the programming that we have. We are committed to this movement and to this cause, and I think we will figure it out.
She adds that it gives Alaskans an opportunity to step up and show how much progress has been made by supporting organizations trying to end domestic violence and sexual assault. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
A Senate subcommittee this afternoon cut all of the funding for domestic violence and sexual assault prevention programs statewide. The item will likely go to conference committee.